Yellow is the color of my true love's here in the morning. When we rise in the morning, when we rise.
We present James Ellis as Inspector Crust in The Finger of Suspicion by Vincent McInerney.
Come.
Excuse me, sir. Lieutenant Trainer.
Ah, thank you, Guy. Come in, Malcolm. Take a seat.
Colonel.
It's about this latest incident on the M25.
Chance in a million, sir, being stopped like that.
105 miles an hour, grenades, anti-personnel mines, automatic and high-velocity rifles. Enough weaponry, in fact, to qualify as a developing third-world power. And all in one car boot.
Colonel Rivers, what can I say? Except that I hope
Malcolm,
that I haven't...
The thing is, Malcolm, although you personally are all any of us could hope to find in a junior officer as regards willing and esprit de corps, you are quite simply attracting a bit too much attention. That other business with the flagpole, for instance. This regiment especially has to preserve a cloak of anonymity. You must realize that.
Which is why I gave the false name in, sir.
Yes, indeed. And were then also charged by the arresting officers with stealing your own car. You see, Malcolm, willingness, though essential, isn't always enough.
I've made a few faux pas, sir. I'm the first to admit it. But all in the interests of initiative. To make sure I'm ready when the big one comes along.
Big one?
Coup, sir. The big coup.
Ah. Malcolm, I'm afraid I've already, well, upstairs have been on to me. They're unhappy.
I see.
Very unhappy. Though, who knows, in a few years, when things have quietened down...
And me? While things are quietening down?
We look after our own, Malcolm, you know that. How else could we operate? Now, your abilities in one direction are outstanding and unquestioned, that of a helicopter pilot. And as it happens, we know there is a vacancy in a university flying corps. And then, as I've intimated, in time, when the dust has settled...
Colonel, these days, if a man leaves a job, he leaves it for good. Technology and training move too quickly for those who fall behind, ever to catch up again.
I'm sorry, Malcolm. But that's all there is on the table at the moment. But if I might speak personally about my own impressions of your courage and initiative...
Colonel, I want you to look very carefully in the years to come. I trained myself for the big one, the big coup, and I won't be denied it. I am at my peak. I have been trained for great things, and I will have them.
And get the girl as well.
Well, Colonel, what university is it?
You're crazy. A scheme like that.
The night I met you, the night you took Julia home from that party, the party to which I brought her, that night you waxed loud and long condemning Epstein and all his works, how he'd set the course of British sculpture back as far as the Assyrians, how it was all rocks, blocks, petrified lava and stuff he'd picked from his nose, how it was only fit for garden ornaments, how this, how that. Well... here's your chance to put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, but the Epstein statue over Lewis's doorway...
Look, they're cleaning the facade at the moment, right? The whole frontage above the door is half hidden by tarpaulins. And the statue, Fred, right, as he's known locally, is already poised stark as to take off from the bows of his stone ship. So, we help him.
Yeah, Lime Street will be chocker. Crowds of people watching the Rag Day floats go by. Yeah. And at their thickest, right opposite Lewis's.
Exactly, Rag Day. So the more bizarre, the better. No one will stop you. Believe me, they'll be more likely to treat you as a local hero. You'll have no trouble escaping. Look, all you have to do is get out there dressed in overalls and a sandblaster's face mask and sling Fred. I'll tell you how. Then, as the rag parade passes, I'll come over in the helicopter. You hook it up. Away we go. Then after a few days, we'll have it found somewhere totally unexpected.
Where?
Well, talking of garden ornaments... how about someone's garden?
Whose?
Name of Colonel Rivers, my old boss.
the army, wasn't it, before you come here?
Yeah, sort of.
How's Julia? Okay.
Julia, of course, likes Epstein.
What's that supposed to mean?
Ragmag! Socialism today!
I'm just trying to figure out your reasons for not striking a blow into the heart of enemy territory. Socialism I can see you wouldn't want to upset her. I never did myself. Which is why I've made it so easy for you with her.
Why do you really want to do it?
They got rid of me.
Ragmag! 50p! Oh. Socialism today!
No thanks.
I can't stand the old jokes in either.
You too, Mussolini.
But what will it prove? How will it help you?
It'll get around. The right people will hear about it. Offers will come in. And at the moment, I've got nothing. No regiment, no Julia, no prospects. I can't stay here for the next 40 years. Well, okay. I'll look for someone else. No, it's not as if I don't understand. Well, it must be about 30 foot high up there. And maybe Julia herself will be interested. I might just ring her about it. She's still at the same number.
Yeah. All right. When?
You mean it? That's great, James. Great. Now, Rag Day Parade is next Thursday afternoon, okay? Float's due to pass along Lime Street and past Lewis's at 1500.
3 o'clock?
That's it. Look, you'll enjoy every minute. Action, excitement, thrill of the chase, eh? Oh, well, 7:45. Look, James, I'm afraid I'll have to push off. I'm expecting a phone call. No, not Julia. Not now. Well, I mean the best man won, didn't he?
And it ain't no use in turning on your light, baby. I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right.
Trainer here.
Ah, Malcolm. What news of Waterloo, mon brave?
Affirmative. We go in 1500 Thursday.
Excellent, dear boy, excellent. And delivery?
Sunday evening.
And the pick-up point?
And the money?
COD, I'm afraid, dear boy, as ever, even in the upper reaches of art.
$500,000, remember, Patch. Used notes.
After inspection. We really must have it in one piece. My principal may have blindly served Mammon rather than the Muses most of his life, but even he realizes that Epstein tended to give his representational figures, more or less, two of everything. And, well, in the initial lift from the building...
I could pick a baby off a nappy with one of those things, Patch. Don't you worry about that. Anyway, what's he wanted for, this principal of yours?
His island.
Island? As in treasure?
Indeed. After the bustle of the marketplace, there comes a time when a man feels the need for his own simple plot. To survey in retrospect old shoes, old promises, old bodies. And what better to set his domain than the odd masterpiece scattered here or there? Ah, Saki, ha 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 ha, etc.
Right, I'll take your word for it. So, just give me a contact number and I'll keep you posted as regards time and place.
No can do, dear boy. I'm out, you see. Out quite a lot. Far better if I ring you. From now on, in fact, now that we are moving to red alert, I'll ring every evening 3 times, at 7, 10, and 1 in the morning. So if you need me, simply be next to a phone at one of those times. A public phone, one relatively quiet and away from your flat.
Patch, is this really necessary?
My dear fellow, 5 minutes after it's whisked away, they'll be looking for someone just like you. Then there'll be more taps on your own line than on the windows of a haunted house. Although, of course, you'll hardly be so foolish as to return to your flat once the operation is underway. And now I shall leave you to your meditations and orisons. Good night, sweet prince. Good night.
Then rang off. You're certain it was Malcolm Guy?
Absolutely, Colonel. Tell the Colonel the balloon is about to go up, he said.
the big one is underway.
Car, you know, Mr. Crust, I never thought that Minchy Farrell would ever stand on the steps of the Adelphi Hotel. And mind you, I'm moving into property myself a bit now.
Would that be lost or stolen?
In Mars Terraced. Gonna buy it off the council, top discount. About 70%. Then do it up, and when she croaks, get myself a nice place near the shore. It's the oil, you see. You know they're exploring Liverpool Bay again. And if they strike it lucky this time, and I own my own place, and there's oil underneath it, well, we're talking mineral rights here, Mr. Crust.
That's not all we're talking.
Just a word to the wise, survey job, is it, all this?
Aye, Minty. I'm already monarch of all, I survey.
Look at that one, Mr. Crust. Sitting on Neptune's head. Body stockings, I think that's what they're called, eh? Taxpayers' money, too. Grants and all that. God, look what she's doing now. What are we watching, Mr. Crust?
What we are watching, Minty, is what Oswald Spengler called the decline of the West. Ever come across Spengler, Minty?
Not sure, Mr. Crust. Where'd he do his beard? Open prison, I suppose. Name like that. Aye, aye. Mr. Crust, that chopper's flying a bit low. Right over Lewis's. Look. Look. Look, it's dropped Duke. Mr. Crust. And has a fella just come out near the statue. See him? See him? A bag over his head like a terrorist giving an interview. Why, stop them, Mr. Crust. Do something. Can you see what they're doing? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Look, look. They pinched him, Mr. Crust. Just like the fairy off the top of the Christmas tree. And all the bits dangling in the air. Mr. Crust. Mr. Crust, what are you going to do? Spread your wings.
Come on, fly.
Morrissey? Miss Julia Morrissey? I wonder if I might have a word.
Who are you?
John Crust, Detective Inspector. Perhaps I should have used the intercom at the main door of the block, but I showed a lady going out me warrant card. Here.
Yes. Well, come in. I'm through in the kitchen. Making some tea?
Oh, that's very nice of you, miss. The cup which cheers, yet doth not inebriate. Cooper.
Do many Liverpool policemen quote Cooper, Mr. Crust?
The ones doing the same open university unit as myself do. What about you, miss? Who do you quote? In your line?
Oh, leading sociologists, psychologists, those sort of people.
Research project, is it?
I'm here for a year. The Psychology of Academic Organisations and Societies. Led me to Rag Day at Liverpool. What function it plays in the life of the university, what sort of support it has on and off campus, finances, you know the rounds, Inspector, I'm sure. What are you researching?
The psychology of art thieves. With special attention to some recent developments at Burton Wood.
Burton Wood?
American wartime base just outside Liverpool. Oh, many a Liverpool girl caught her first glimpse of the promised land at Burton Wood. Disused now. Chewing gum wrappers mouldering in odd corners. Ghostly half-heard snatches of Glenn Miller. Grass growing through the runways. Mm-hmm. At least until yesterday.
And what happened yesterday?
We had a helicopter land there. A helicopter we can't trace. And that had no business being there in the first place. So, why not get your coat, miss, and we take a little trip? Boiling hot Friday afternoon. Fresh air will perk you up no end.
And on the way?
Oh, rag day stunts, sculptors, helicopters, and their pilots. Have we contact, miss? Good. So, then it's message received. And out.
From fixtures and forces and friends, your sorrow does stem. that hype you and type you and making you feel that you gotta be just like them.
So I made inquiries to the rank secretary, who gave me you. Older, different, therefore suspect. So I then made inquiries about you, which gave me James Hansen, promising local sculptor and your current boyfriend, and also Malcolm Traynor, accomplished pilot and your ex-boyfriend. A heady mixture by any accounting, but when linked to the theft of a sculpture of national importance by helicopter, well, you don't need a magnifying glass to realise it's a bit iffy.
Terrifying, aren't they, those juggernauts?
Our traffic people say the weakest part of any car is the nut that holds the steering wheel.
You must be doing about 80. Wonder where the police are.
Cutting the bodies out of the last one. Flying lessons, was it, where you met him?
Malcolm? Well, in the post-grad bar, initially. He invited me out to the airfield. The rest followed naturally.
Ah, well.
One night, we went to a private view. I met James, and before I knew it, trite though it must sound, my knees turned to water and my thoughts to children. You married, Inspector?
I'm a policeman, miss. Here we are. Burton Wood turn off. It's them did it, of course. Your friends, Malcolm and James. But at the moment, we are pretending it's a student prank to prevent embarrassment and make time to find Fred before it all becomes an international scandal. I've 3 days, in fact, to sort it out before the real heavies move in. You wouldn't like them. Wouldn't like them at all. So, any ideas? No? Then I'll have to try and give you some, won't I? End of motorway regulations. You're back on offer again, Miss Morrissey.
Yes, I see what you're saying, Guy. I see perfectly. But there's no proof as yet.
But Liverpool? A helicopter? The skill required, and, well, didn't Malcolm at one time drop in on you at home? Mm. Actually land on the front lawn?
Did he? Yes, I rather think he did at one time. Which reminds me, I'm off this weekend. As it happens, my mother is having some trouble with the fish. Ring the carpool, would you, Guy? Ask how they're getting along. I'd like it ready for, 1700, if possible.
Yes, of course, Colonel. And if anything else happens as regards Malcolm?
No, I don't really think it will, Guy, do you? I think we'll find this is a rag day event, a little more ambitious than most, but an elaborate prank all the same. Oh, Lord. Friday, bloody Friday, and still all this bump waiting to be signed. I really must clear my desk before I go this evening.
Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dream.
Stand clear now, miss. Well, that's the water tower. Ain't it there?
You're sure it's here at all, Inspector?
Report we had that a helicopter landed here late yesterday, then took off again shortly afterwards. Unfortunately, our source wasn't near enough to see whether or not anything was slung underneath it. But we're assuming that it was the one carrying Fred that Malcolm brought here for some reason, then took it almost immediately elsewhere. But why?
But even if he did bring Fred here, how could he possibly move such a thing, much less put it in the water tower?
Might have been others waiting. Not very likely, but you never know. But everything has to be checked. Everything. So, now we'll have a look through the hangars. Starting with that one, there.
I find this sort of creepy. The stillness.
And the sun. God, the way it bounces off the tarmac. I'm taking this top off. You must be boiled in that suit and tie.
The official suit, like a picture, could be worth a thousand words. You're right about one thing, though. This place is saturated in old memories. Rancid with them.
You remember it, then, from when you were young?
I remember hearing about it. What a reputation, eh? The Nylon's capital of the North. More 30 denier passed across the dance floor here than the Folies Bergère. There's too much emotion in all this corrugated tin. Happiness and heartbreak. Right. Follow me.
All you gotta do is ring the bell. Step right up. Step right up.
What are they? At the back.
Beds, from the look of things. Hospital beds. The one with the bug maybe still in it. Oi!
Hey! You! Come out! Come on! Over here! Keep your hands clear. That's near enough. Okay, son. What's your name?
Billy! Billy, that's my name!
And where are you from, Billy?
Why, here! Here's where I live.
And where did you live before this?
With the people in the caravans. They looked after us when I left hospital. When there was no room for us. Then I came here to wait for them to come back.
Who? The travellers?
No, not them. The others.
Billy, these others, where are they coming from?
Why, the sky, up there. It says in the book, you see. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven having great power, who cried mightily in a strong voice, Babylon the Great has fallen and become the habitation of every foul spirit and hateful bird.
Aye, you could be right.
And it's true. But one came yesterday, an angel in his chariot and wearing wonderful clothes.
Someone in a flying suit?
And what did this angel do, Billy, after he touched down? And where did he touch down?
Outside the door. Just here.
Was it? Then let's have a look. And what happened, Billy, when the chariot came?
Oh, I hid, for I was frightened.
So, here was it, Billy, this chariot, hmm? Was there anything maybe slung under it?
Oh, a graven image, coming from God out of heaven and prepared as a bride adorned for a husband.
Inspector, here, look.
Filings. Bronze filings.
Meaning what?
Meaning that I think Malcolm landed here to re-sling the statue before carrying it to its eventual destination. But did something else to the statue as well. Something that necessitated the use of a hacksaw. Right. That's enough for now, Billy. I won't ask you not to leave town, as obviously only a tyre lever could prize you from here. But can you use a telephone, son?
And I heard a voice out of heaven speak.
Let's head for the
car. And I saw a woman arrayed in purple and scarlet, decked with gold and pearls, a gold cup full of blasphemy and abomination and the filthiness of fornication.
An exit back to his hangar.
And upon her forehead, oh, mystery. Oh, Babylon the Great.
I think he fancies you.
Oh, mother of harlots and abominations.
You've excited him taking that top off.
Then let's hope he can't use that telephone. So, what now?
Back to Liverpool for an initial talk with your friend Malcolm.
James?
Yes?
He was led into it by Malcolm, I feel sure. Inspector Crust. James, his talent hasn't been proved yet, and this, well, makes him try to prove himself all the time in other ways. Some of which are a bit... Immature?
That's no defence.
Then what is?
Cooperation.
See, God, it's hot, isn't it?
So tell him that.
Hello, Mummy.
John, dear, you look exhausted.
Not as much as those geraniums.
Ugh, they soak up water like the desert, especially this weather.
Mm.
The fish are dying in the ponds, John, turning white and floating belly up.
Sounds like an oxygen problem, brought on by this blessed heat. I'll have a look later.
And the sundial suddenly seems to have tilted for some reason.
Yes, right, Mummy.
Of course, you put it in such a hurry. Shortly after that young man called in his helicopter. Malcolm, was it? You remember? He brought that koi carp crammed in a goldfish bowl. Where he got it from, I hesitate to think. Still, it brought a touch of romance to a rather dull evening. How is he? I see. You people really are the limit. I doubt any of you would admit your own shoe size. Now, speaking of water, you'll want some yourself before dinner.
Is that the offer of a large whiskey or a bath?
To you, my dear, both. Let's go inside and change. You know I've entered the village 5-mile fun run this year, don't you?
Hello, love. I had a second key cut. I needed to have access to you. You can understand that, can't you, Julia?
Malcolm, they know about the statue. Where is it?
It's en route, Julia. En route to give us a new start. There'll be enough money then. Things can be worked out when there's enough money. Anything can. Decisions made calmly, logically.
Malcolm, how much was James involved in all this?
James?
But he's legally culpable, that's right, isn't
it? Half a million, Julia. New identities. We can make this work.
Malcolm, it's not money. It never was. James and I did feel a lot for you, Malcolm. I still do. But it's not like that any longer. James sort of makes up what's missing in me. I feel when I'm with him, I become whole. That we're a unit.
It's this artistic thing, isn't it? He's second rate, you know. It's not there, what it really takes. I'm the real artist. This robbery, the flair and planning required. Oh, yes, that needed something different. There's nothing really new or exciting about James. He's an anvil, Julia, and people beat on anvils. What you need is a hammer.
No, you're wrong. All right, so he's no new Epstein. But he doesn't want to be. His talent is different, and he's still exploring it. What James is doing is pure, more refined, with greater use of space, linked to kinetic energy.
That's crap, Julia. Sunday supplement and rose-tinted spectacles. It'll end up in a converted hop house with print dresses, organic bolognese and interesting wines. A cottage industry, in fact, in a cottage that's tied, which is what he deserves, but not you.
He'll end up in London, where we're going anyway.
Are you?
James has been offered an exhibition next year. One of the newer galleries. But a place from where reputations are made. He'll be moving down after the summer. And me with him.
Oh, no, Julia. No, you won't. I've put up with this infatuation. I've drunk with him, listened to him, and tried to make sense of him to understand what you see there. And he's a nice bloke, but there's nothing there.
Rather, what's there can't be seen by you.
I can't allow it.
That decision isn't yours.
You know why the police haven't closed in on me yet, Because they don't know where the statue is. And the statue is very important, which makes me very important. What they're hoping to do is nail me after they figure out where the statue is. Then put James up in the dock to say his piece. I get a hefty term inside. He walks for turning Queen's evidence. Right? Well, I've got another idea. One that includes you. And to demonstrate my commitment and intent, tomorrow morning you're going to get a present. One that I want you to think about very carefully.
And James?
Talk to him about honour. even among thieves. He'll understand. I'll keep you posted.
Hello?
Ah, you dear boy. Many congratulations on the hoist, if you'll forgive the pun. Both my principal and myself are pleased, very pleased.
Good, because there's something now you and your principal can do for me.
As well as half a million?
Two passports.
And the names?
How about Mr. and Mrs. Patch?
Ah, I see. The love of a good woman. Alas, cruel nature neglected to give me any interest at all in the female form divine.
Like that, is it?
Mine is another goad. The embankment. Patch, old Seacole, my classics master, would say to me, tenses, Patch, tenses, tenses, tenses. Remember, Patch, he continued, twisting my ear until I screamed. There's many a man sleeping on the embankment tonight because he didn't learn his tenses.
Get a move on, mate! The missus is about to drop one!
Patch!
And ever since that day, every time I pass a bench on the embankment...
Patch! There's a queue out here as long as a goods train.
Especially on those shrouded, whistler nocturne-like evenings, when all the...
About breeding time? What would you do if your duty was at the Sardin Gate Tower?
All right, sorry, I'm off to arrange delivery myself, as it happens.
Hey, are you a doctor, then? What sort of outfit's that? Combat jacket and trainers? Here, I need you. Hey, where are you going, pal? It's your duty. Hey, come back. You're not a doctor, not like that. Rag-ass bastard.
Here, look, in this box, by special messenger at 7 o'clock this morning.
Ah, a finger.
A bronze finger. One of Fred's fingers, in fact.
He's watching too much television.
And this note.
Which says what?
That the statue was stolen by a group, Anarchists Against Art. That to save any further damage to the statue, I'm to keep quiet.
And not contact the police and wait to receive further instructions. Right. What he's really saying is that he wants you quiet and isolated until he's ready to pluck you. What I'm saying is, I want a word with your sculptor friend James off the record. Can you get him to my local tonight, early evening, about 7-ish?
Yes, easily. I think now he's beginning to realise the implications for both his life and career.
Then work on that. Okay, this morning... I'm going to do a bit of checking on friend Malcolm, background and stuff. And if possible, this afternoon, I'd like to speak to someone about James. Someone who knows him, both as an artist and a man. An old teacher or something. Now, don't worry, love. I'm out to help you both. But I've got to know how to steer him, your James. Now, give me a name.
It's all one way as far as information goes with you lot, isn't it? Ours is not the reason why.
We're the sinks that catch all the public's spew, miss. But most of us are stainless, so not much stinks. You're worried about nothing. Take my word. Now, what was it again? That name I wanted?
Right, mate, no need to shout. What's that barbed wire if you're coming closer? It's part of a Madonna and Child for the Polish church round the corner. Blue bottle, are you?
Crust. Inspector John Crust.
Arthur Frank. Sculptors of the gentry.
Yeah.
Commission, is it, Inspector? Summers in bulletproof and angle iron for the police chapel. Or black plastic for the social club, maybe. Or is it me poll tax?
Jacob Epstein.
Man of the people, just like myself. Except he had talent.
That bronze over there, the hand grasping the key, looking as if it's about to take off.
Resurrection, that one. Christ forcing his way out of the tomb. I'm one of Liverpool's few remaining Catholic Marxists.
How much?
How much have you got to spend? That's the way we do things down in this cellar.
Do you know, Mr. Frank, I often hear people say to me, that's the way we do things here, or things are done differently there. But once you've been a copper for 30-odd years, you come to realise that things are done much the same everywhere.
Epstein, now. He did things a bit different. Sense of humour, too. Aye. Jacob Epstein, man of the people.
And James Hansen. Whose man is he?
Young Jimmy Hansen. I remember the day he walked in here. Come all the way from Kirby on a bus. Don't think he'd ever been into Liverpool before. He'd seen one of my things in the local church, and the priest had told him about me. Big red sty on his left eye, and hadn't washed his hair for about a month. I want to learn, he says. I want to learn to do what you do. So I got him chipping and polishing and going for gas bottles and then into the art school. And now, well, now you'd think he'd never known anything but tweed jackets and pints of real ale all his life.
There's reason to believe he's mixed up with this Lewis snatch. A finger cut from the statue arrived in the post this morning.
Well, that's serious for the rest of us, but I bet Epstein would have pissed himself laughing.
How involved is he likely to be? And how good is he?
Jimmy. Jimmy's one of nature's innocents. If he is in it, it's through muddle rather than malice. He'll do all right, mind you, in the end. Lectureship at the Poly, I wouldn't wonder. Nice house, two or three kids. But as for crowns and laurels, take it easy on him, Crust, for he knows not what he does. To a great extent. And now, about this resurrection, only three were cast, only one is left. Inspector Crust, I am about to make you an offer no self-respecting flatfoot could refuse.
So, Minty, what news on the Rialto?
Bit disappointed over the oil, Mr. Crust. Be towing a rig away shortly. Ah, well, they're sure to come back again. I've a feeling it's here somewhere. Maybe it's under our feet even now. Slurping and gurgling in its own thick sort of way.
That mean another bitter, does it? Give it a shout, will you?
2 pints, love.
And a bucket of water for the horse. Coming up.
That's an interesting parcel you've got under your arm, Mr. Crust. Bit of DIY.
Here.
God. The only other key I've seen like that is the one for me ma's pension boot box. Well, what is it anyway, Mr. Crust?
That, Minty, is high art.
Bit like the statue, you mean? Get it. High art. You know, the one on the doorway above Lewis's.
Mickey.
Yes, Mr. Crust.
I don't know what to say to you, Minty. Yes, I do. Give the barmaid another shout and tell her to put the drinks in the back parlour. Our guests have arrived. So you're Jimmy Hansen, are you? Don't eat your nuts and crisps like that, Minty. People are staring.
Jimmy, or James, I thought you'd forgotten me.
Scientific neglect. Soften the suspect up by giving him time to brood on a possible fate. Oh, that's the way it is these days. All psychology and rules of evidence. What I think, James, is you were conned into helping friend Malcolm to steal the Lewis statue. I don't know what cock and bull story he fed you about the reasons for stealing it. What I do think is that his intention was, and is, to move it into the underground art market, from where little returns. And beyond that, to realise a large sum of money for it. I also think that he has now gone to ground, far, far beyond the suspicion of arrestable offence barrier. He's certainly not been back to his flat. I also think that if I did arrest him, he would say that on the afternoon the statue went missing, he was with you. He would, in fact, expect you to provide him with an alibi. Now, James, on that afternoon, were you with him?
If Malcolm were arrested and said he was with me, then obviously he must have been.
I don't believe it. Did you listen to anything I said to you, James? Your career, London, our life together? We've got to start afresh if we start at all. You can't go anywhere, do anything worthwhile with this sort of shadow hanging over you. Tell him?
He already knows.
But until Malcolm's arrested, there's no knowing what he'll say. I'm off, love. To arrange about those slides of my stuff for the gallery in London. Inspector, I appreciate your offer.
Honour's a fine thing, son. Lots of gravestones will tell you that. But it's in our acts towards those we love that it finds its truest expression.
No, wrong. It finds its truest and purest expression amongst those who operate within the same psychological parameters.
It's not only the statue Malcolm wants, you know.
He wants back what he believes to be his. And I'm only sorry I can't give it to him. Right, love. I'll get going. Bye, Inspector. Minty, see you again sometime.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheers, folks.
You know, Inspector, I feel quite proud of him after that.
I feel quite worried. Right, Minty, you human bloodhound.
Oh, nay, not again, Mr. Crust. You know I always lose them.
I just want him to be seen to be followed. Okay, vamos. Which leaves you and I, miss. Come on, let's walk to the nearest takeaway. Then we'll get a cab. It may be a Saturday night, but I think you need an early one.
Hello.
Finally, you. What happened at 7? Where have you been?
Looking through pub windows. You've got the money and the passports.
In front of me. Now, what plans for the exchange?
The scenario's changed a little. You're going to have to come to Burton Wood Air Base, pick up the statue.
This wasn't part of our original deal, old dear. You were to deliver to Ireland for transshipment. You know that.
There may be trouble if I try for another helicopter. They're organising fast. Look, Patch, you've got the ability and resource, so bring the money. I'll take you to the statue. Then you can drop my friend and I off.
Where?
Germany, one of the NATO bases, where I can get help to take me to where I eventually want to go. They won't be expecting me to turn up there.
This all sounds a bit, well, dare I say it, wiggy to me, dangerous. And that bench I mentioned on the embankment, I really am too old for that now, much too old.
Well, what else have you got?
I shall speak to him. He won't like it.
Then you'll have to tell him to be a little more realistic, won't you?
My dear Malcolm, realism is the last thing self-made millionaires need to know about. Anyway, as long as it's there and undamaged.
Whole and entire, I assure you.
Whole and entire. Used about horses, isn't it? To denote their not having been shorn of their reproductive equipment. Now, whatever brought you to that?
The same as is going to bring me to where I'm going now. And there's a cab. Ring me tomorrow, Patch. Sunday at noon, here to finalise.
Malcolm.
Taxi.
Malcolm.
Taxi.
Malcolm. Malcolm, dear boy. Malcolm.
Look on it as a present. Long time since I bought a pretty girl a meal. Oh, I don't know why I use this place. I often think what he serves here is cultural revenge for the sacking of the Summer Palace. Walk for a bit.
You think Malcolm's watching now?
I don't know what he's doing. How much did you ever learn about him? His background?
Nothing, really. It's like I said. A mutually satisfactory arrangement for a time. At least from my point of view. I had an emotional hole in my life. Malcolm was one of the men who filled it. Then James came along. And your inquiries?
I'm having trouble. He didn't use a helicopter from the university. This means one from an armed service base. This means retaining enough documentation to walk onto a base and get one. This means whatever outfit he was in carries enough clout for him to be able to do this.
And what outfit's that?
Oh, I kept coming up against a veil of silence. One of the seven veils of military intelligence. These things can be checked out eventually and people made to speak, or at least brought to hesitant affirmation, but by that time the statue will be well gone. So, we're going to have to hope he makes a mistake in the next day or so. Because that's all I think I've got left.
Mistake? In what direction?
Yours? Yours is Achilles' heel. Our only chance of tripping him. Taxi!
The click and clacking of the high-heeled shoe. Fred and Fitzroy and Madam Joy.
Hello? I rang about an hour ago. You said call round.
Oh, hi, fella. Eddie of Eddie's Escorts. You like a drink?
Got a Coke?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let me get one out of the ice box.
Busy?
That's my best time. About now. Here you go. Top reps, people like that. Wine, dined, phoned the wife, eh? Watching the box in the hotel bedroom. Well, I get you thinking. Must be something better than this to do, eh? Big city, all that. So, there. Ask the porter. Look up the yellow pages. Eddie's Escort Agency. Prime selection from all sexes. So, what's your poison? Women, right? One, two, three, four.
One. Medium height, dark haired. Bit like that girl in that American soap.
Yeah, hey, slow down, pal. I got the albums under the counter here. Here. This one. Brunettes, look through this. You want to do a line while you're browsing? Help get your plugs sparking? I'll lay it out for you. Just goes on the bill like everything else. Big expenses tab, I bet. Dude like you.
He's much older now, with head on drinking wine. And that smell of sweet perfume comes drifting through.
Here, another Coke. Have you found anything yet?
This one. This one's the nearest.
Oh, nice. Monday. Tonight? Now?
Tomorrow, Sunday. Tomorrow evening.
Man who plans ahead. One thing. Today and tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, well, you know, weekend rates. I couldn't begin to tell you the trouble I get with unions. That okay?
Sure.
Oh, fine. Here, have a drag on this. Tie red, best around. It got you in the knees, eh? Oh, wow. Look at your eyes. So, what you say?
The dope goes on.
Yeah, story of my life.
All right. Well, it's getting late. Just it is, just it is.
I heard the phone. It's very late. Something wrong at the regiment?
It was Guy. He had a couple of calls earlier. Inquiries are being made about Malcolm.
Oh, dear. What's he done now?
The Lewis's statue business. You must have seen it on the news.
And that was Malcolm, was it? How extraordinary.
That was one of the calls. An inquiry about Malcolm. The other call was from Malcolm himself. Wanting to speak to me, Guy, without thinking, told him I was having the weekend off, which means he knows I'm here. It appears he has a present for me.
But surely, I mean, a fish in a plastic bowl is one thing, but a bronze statue? Surely he doesn't think you're going to breed them as well. I'm sorry, dear. Assume he stole it for money?
Well, partly. Partly to prove a point. Let's go through to the kitchen, Mummy. Mm-hmm. This is quite complicated, and I may need your goodwill before it's finished. Tea? Coffee? Cocoa?
Crust.
You said to ring if there are any developments. I hope it's not too early.
Oh, just up and due to go out. To take an overview of the case, what happened?
Another delivery from anarchists against art. I'm to turn up at the pierhead at 8 o'clock this evening, precisely 8 o'clock, near the gangway for Birkenhead Ferry, when the whereabouts of the statue will be revealed to me. Otherwise, the statue's head will be cut off and sent to a newspaper.
Anything else?
A bright yellow plastic raincoat was left with the letter. I'm to wear it for easy identification.
Always pretty busy at the pierhead Sunday evenings during the summer. No doubt he wants to pick you out right away, to move quickly.
What should I do?
That's up to you.
And if I go?
He He'll take you off to wherever the statue is, or to an exchange point where he'd meet whoever has the money, with the hope of then spiriting you and the body away. How, I don't know.
And you?
I'll be following.
And my slice?
James. You get James, without a stain on his character or ink on the fingerprint pad.
It's a deal.
So tell him to ring me at lunchtime. I'll be back by then. Tell him Inspector Crust expects every man to do his duty.
Don't be so sexist, Inspector. It's giving your age away.
I've been thinking over what you were telling me last night.
With what conclusions?
Time to send for the troops.
Ground control to Major Tom.
7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition, and may God's love be with you.
Come on, in you get. Inspector Crust, innit?
That's me.
Sergeant Lyons. Lasso Lyons, they call me, from the way I corral those critters on the motorway and football matches. You afraid of heights?
Not at the moment.
Hold on to your second partner. Yee-ha!
So you're to ring him about noon. More coffee.
Hmm. Oh, what does he expect me to do? Hold Malcolm's hand while he puts the cuffs on him. So Malcolm will really see me as the fully-fledged shit he always thought I was.
What Crust is doing is giving you a chance. He feels the one mistake you've made may teach you a lesson you'll never forget. He's going to rub your nose in it. Yes, he's going to force you to help arrest Malcolm. So hopefully you'll keep away from the Malcolms of this world.
Oh, that's great. From you of all people. Malcolm the dangerous hombre versus James the soulful simpleton.
Crust wants to see commitment, James. Before he gives you your chance, that's all. Because commitment's what it's all about. The sort of commitment I'm making to you. To go with you, try and further your career. Hopefully reach a point where we mean enough to each other to bring children into the world who will need the biggest commitment of all. He likes us. So he's going to bend the rules.
Crust likes us because we can help him to get to Malcolm, which in turn he thinks will get him to the statue. He's buying you, Julia, to act as a decoy duck, with my freedom as the price. And if I let you pay that price, then you, in effect, will have bought me. The alternative being for me to go to jail. Of course, they say jail can be a strengthening process for really great artists, providing I am one. Crust doesn't think so. Crust thinks I'm a second-rater. And Crust doesn't like second-raters. He doesn't care what happens to them. Not really. But he hides it well. I think he's managed to hide it, even from you.
James. James, come here. God, it's still so hot. I think I'll have to take my top off.
La mer qu'on voit danser le long du golfe clair a des reflets d'argent. La mer.
Sunday morning over the pool. Different world, innit, from up here.
The city now that's like a garment wear, the beauty of the morning. Silent, bare, all bright and glittering in the smokeless air.
As I was going to St. Paul's, a big black bulldog bit my balls. What is it we're after, anyway?
That statue business. He lifted it from Lewis's, took it to Merton Wood to re-sling it, then carried it somewhere to drop it off. Somewhere he could collect it later without too much fuss. Any ideas, maybe? Deserted quarry? Landfill site?
Oh, a lot of people around these days. Places like that used to be isolated, now crawling with ramblers and peeping toms. Nah, I don't think that's going to be it. Any clues to his background?
Undercover military.
Reckon that's how he got the chopper to pull the job off. Commandeered it from some forces airfield somewhere on the quiet. Did the job. But even he couldn't have brought something like Fred back to an army base and hoped to keep it quiet. No. It's stashed, but well stashed. Christ, that boat down there in the Mersey. Looks like one of those half-crowned tin ones you used to see as a lad.
And what about the oil rig? Like something you make from your Meccano. I used to get a box every Christmas.
My snout, Minty, is a great one for playing the oil market. Reckons they found nothing again this time.
Yeah. Last couple of days, the comings and goings have slowed down. They'll be towing it away shortly. Still, I reckon they'll strike it here in the end.
Okay. That's enough. Give me a run over the Lyven buildings, will you, mate? I've a date there tonight.
Here come a man. Here come a man. And he say, the show must go on.
Well, top floor in the Lyven buildings. Not a ship on the river. Liverpool closed until further notice. Do you know, I remember seeing a copy of Lloyd's List months from before the war. Thick as a Roman missal. Now you can fit the whole of the Merchant Marine in a paperback. Ah. 7:45. Here, son. Warm the binoculars up. You know, Lewis's once had Brunel's Great Eastern parked out in the Mersey. Hired it to advertise the firm.
Crossed, she's here. Julia, in the yellow Mac near the ferry.
She shouldn't be. Not at this time. 8 o'clock, he specified. Here. Give me those glasses. Ah. So it is. And there's the man himself just joined her. What the bloody hell's going on?
What's he doing with her? Oh, is she okay? Oh, come on.
Trust here. To all units, converge on ferry. Targets in position.
Oh, what's happening?
Standing at the rails, leaning on them. Malcolm with his arm round her, pointing out to sea. Now he's... Jesus Christ, he's thrown her in.
Back now, come on, pal. Move yourself. And you. Oi, where are you going?
Cross, CID. How is she?
Oh, a bit waterlogged, but otherwise...
Well. Okay, just let me in there.
Julia! Julia!
It's not her.
No, it ain't. Very much the same, but not quite. Hello, love. Feeling better?
What's it out? My chest is full of water.
Police, love. Now, who are you? Come on. This is important.
Mandy, from Eddie's escorts. I'm just about fed up with that Eddie. All the time he keeps telling me he's going to take me to the Isle of Man. Instead, all I get is a load of pervades. That one last week, for instance, had me standing on a toilet seat for an hour holding a crucifix while he flushed the chain and sang Rock of Ages. Yeah. Should have stuck to his stripograms. At least I knew where I was in there. Bleeding river. Water tastes like last night's lager. Got a fag, boss. Help me with me breathing.
Listen, love. That bloke you met here, he's pretty dangerous.
Is that right?
Look, did he say anything? Anything at all?
He just said he had something to show me. Most of them say that when I meet them. Took me to the rails, pointed over the water, said, "There she lies, me beauty," and then threw me in.
Crust. 8 o'clock. Where's Julia? Oh, what's Malcolm done?
Found a Julia lookalike. Got her down here, knowing we'd be watching. Threw her in the hogged, knowing it'd bring us all down. At which point he's already slipped off and met the real Julia back up the road. Harry Houdini couldn't have surpassed it. Come on, son. Let's head for the car.
Oi, what about me?
I'll ask the sergeant to organise a lift home, love. Right, let's go.
Lift home with you, bunch. Not bleeding likely. The pervades are bad enough. Pigs.
Thank you.
He's in there. Inside the hangar.
You sure? It looks black as pitch.
I'm sure. Come on. Hear anything?
No. How about you?
Just move forward very slowly. There's a load of collapsible beds, crates and stuff ahead. Bit of a way to go yet.
Inspector, a glimmer of light. Look, up ahead.
Yeah, right, okay. You go first. I'll cover you from behind. Slowly does it now. Through there. Crates, I think they are. Okay, but quietly. What is it?
It's Julia, bound and gagged, on a mattress.
Here. Okay, son. Go and do your stuff.
But won't he be waiting for one of us to move into the light?
Yeah, yeah. You, go on. I'll cover you.
Julia. Julia, are you all right? Here, let me...
Good chance.
Julia,
where
is
he? Where did he go?
Yes, Malcolm. Just where are you?
Here. Give me that. Now move into the light.
Malcolm, Inspector Crust.
You, Crust. Tie James up. You hear me? Julia, get that electric flex. Hand it to Crust. No, give it to James instead to tie Crust up. Then I'll deal with James. And then you and I will be ready to go.
And how will you be doing that?
Come on, Julia. Julia, what are you...
He's caught! He's home! One of us thoughts, who's righteous and true, whose eyes are aflame, who's clothed with a vest dipped in blood, and whose name...
Let it go! Let it go, I'll break the hat. Right, that's it. Stay there, Julia. How's Billy? Is he alive? No, go to Billy. Go to Billy, love. James just got caught a smack with the side of the gun. He'll be all right in an hour, so check Billy.
I think he's dead.
Who was he? Why'd he jump on me? What was that he was saying?
That you're in trouble, Mr. Trader.
You call this trouble? I've seen the sort of trouble people like you don't know exist.
And I've seen the sort of sentences people like you don't know exist. And you'll be serving one.
I'm afraid not. No one, not even you, Madam Stirp.
That bloody time. Right, Crust. I'll have this back. And here's something for you.
Mr. Crust!
I repeat, no one move. Malcolm, dear boy, who's the pretty one with the bump over his eyes? Police as well.
That's James, older branch of informers altogether, the Judas Lodge. He brought the money, the passports.
In the helicopter, and the statue.
Hidden outside in the water tower. Come on, I'll show you.
No, no it isn't. We checked the water tower, Mr. Crust and I. There's nothing in there at all, nothing.
Oh!
What are you doing, Malcolm? You have shot that man. I'm here to help you, Malcolm. You're killing everybody. What are you doing?
Shut up, I say. Over there, under that sacking, there's a package. Go and get it. Go on.
There's only this. A chocolate box tied with a pink ribbon.
Right, Julia. We're off to our new life.
Malcolm, it's crazy, all this. Where are we going?
Well, away. Now, quickly. We've a call to make en route. Come on.
Come on!
Slim, slow, slider. Horsey ride. And white as snow. Slim, slow, slider.
Here he is. Everything ready, Guy?
All in position, sir.
Now, Mummy, I really do want you to wait inside.
Do you? There goes the sundial.
Guy, take up your place, would you? Mummy, I'd like you to go back into the house. At least go inside the French windows.
All right.
I suppose I'd better go and have a word.
Malcolm? Is that you?
Colonel, just called in to see you en route. How's your mum?
A bit tired tonight, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Though she'll be sorry she missed you.
Yes, well, you saw my coup, of course. Read about it? Heard about it? You recall what I said in your office?
It really was you.
Oh, absolutely. Who else? And I got the girl as well. You recall your doubts on that too, I hope. In fact, she's waiting just inside the cabin door there with a present for you on her knee. Julia, hand me out the package. Julia? Oh, damn. It's a bit shaky at the moment. We had some trouble getting away. I'll have to get it myself.
Malcolm, don't take anything out from the helicopter. Do you hear me? In fact, I'd like you to come up to the house, if you will.
Sorry, Colonel, but I'm already late. It's, just a token. Something to crystallize our relationship, and then I'm off.
Don't reach back inside, Malcolm. Certainly don't take out any packages. Malcolm?
Here it is, Colonel. Nothing more dangerous than a chocolate box with a nice pink ribbon. Here, take it.
Don't, Malcolm. Don't come any nearer with that. Malcolm? Malcolm? Guy!
What?
Don't! You all right, sir? I couldn't really see what he was up to.
Well, he's not up to it anymore. I'll check the cockpit. Hello? Are you all right? Hello?
John!
Mumsy, have a look in here, will you? There's a girl. Arrived with Malcolm. Pretty far gone in shock from the look of things.
James? Please phone James. Please?
Need a doctor. That's the first thing. What on earth is this? Large chocolate box tied with ribbon.
I wouldn't touch that, Mummy. Malcolm brought it as a present, but knowing Malcolm...
Nonsense. If Malcolm had brought a bomb, he would have told you so. There was no side to him. I knew that as soon as I saw him. Here, Guy, open it. On second thoughts...
What is it, Mummy?
Another part of your statue.
Really? Which?
Well, I'm not sure I know either of you well enough to tell you.
Hmm?
Wait, here's a note. Dear Colonel Rivers, coup, spelt C-O-U-P, how about this for the big one? What on earth does he mean, John?
An extraordinary fellow. A most extraordinary fellow altogether.
So, there we are, Minty. No info, no statue. And I'm to forget it all, strictly off bounds.
One law for one, one for another. You know the way it is, Mr. Crust.
And yet, I've got the answer somewhere. If I could just see certain things again. The way I saw them over those 3 days. You know, they say that you should always take exams in the rooms where you learn the facts. That the pass rates would be much higher. Familiar surroundings drawing familiar responses.
Do you fancy go on spot the ball?
Perhaps if... emulating Proust, I dip my finger in my pint and suck it. The way you sometimes do. It'll all come back to me. Oh, bollocks to it. Two more pints, love. Go on, tell me about your day.
Oh, deadly, Mr. Crust. It's deadly when you're permanently unemployed. Got up. Me ma cooked me breakfast. Now I went for a paper. Picked out a bet. Then I thought I'd go for a stroll before going for a pint. I went down the pier head.
Yeah.
Looked towards the oil rigs. Nothing doing. None of them buzzing round.
Mm. None of what, Minty? What numbers do you want on this spotter ball?
Yeah, I'll have 7 and 3, yeah. Yeah, no choppers, Mr. Crust. Yeah, helicopters. You know, if the rigs are goer, then they're always flying out and back. Once they stop, though, well, it means the rig's dead. Like the money from me ma's house.
So what you've eventually got round to telling me is that the one place a helicopter could safely land without drawing any attention to itself would be on an oil rig.
Common as kites over China. And of course, even if the rig's deserted, no one will bother if they see the odd chopper.
So if you've got something to hide from a helicopter, why not just drop it on a convenient disused oil rig?
Oh, I'm with you, Mr. Crust. The statue. He took the statue out to the test rig and just dropped it off there, like, till it was time to pick it up again. Give you bunch to run around, didn't he?
He certainly did, Minty. Oh, there'll be a lot of red faces when this gets sorted out. Epstein's wouldn't have been, though.
Oh, aye?
No. You know what Epstein would have done if he'd heard about all this? Pissed himself laughing. I have that on very good authority.
Mr. Crust?
Yes, Minty.
Mr. Crust, who's Epstein?
In The Finger of Suspicion by Vincent McInerney, Inspector Crust was played by James Ellis, Julia by Carolyn Backhouse, and Malcolm by Kim Wall. Minty was Bill Monks, Guy, Richard Pierce, Colonel Rivers, David Bannerman, Mrs. Rivers, Peggy Ann Wood, and Mr. Patch was Peter Copley. Billy and Eddie were Christian Rodska, James was Brendan Charlson, Arthur Frank, Richard Tate, and Mandy was Cheryl Maker. The Finger of Suspicion was directed in Bristol by Sean McLaughlin.